The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Miet from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from Spare Times, News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws for the week of September 26, 2025. Remember that we don't bowl in Raleigh tonight or next week. This is the weekend for the NCCP convention in Greensboro, and the following week is the SBBA tournament in Hampton. When we come back on October 10th, sanction fees will be due if you haven't paid them already, and we'll be looking toward our annual get-a-thon and bake sale on Halloween. There have been some team changes this year, and as a result, there will be 3 weeks throughout the season when your team will bowl against a lane with a blind score. This will only be different for you in that those weeks you'll not have an opponent on your pair of lanes. You still need to pay and bowl as usual. This ensures that everyone has the same opportunity to get their games in for the season and simplifies record keeping. We do plan to have empty lanes available for any subs not needed on the other 7 teams to have a place to bowl. This will ensure that they will never want to bowl and not have a lane to do so. We do still want people to call and let us know they are coming though. Leticia will assign subs to fill open spots and anyone else can bowl alongside us. Please use this call-in number even if you have Leticia's cell phone. She is using the voicemail feature to keep track of people who call. The call-in number for people who need a sub and people who want to sub is 919-830-6707. Leticia asks that you not call before 8 on Sunday and to call by 5 on Wednesday if you need to be out. Annual sanction fee is $20 for ABBA and $6 for SBBA, for a total annual sanction amount of $26. This will be due to the league no later than the first night of bowling in October, October 10th. Weekly dues are $17. Please be considerate of your team captain and get changed before you get to the lane. If you like to donate the extra $3, we won't turn it down. We'll have a bylaws committee meeting on October 23rd. More details to be announced. ABBA Fall Mail Graphic Tournament entry deadline is Friday, October 17th. One thing that came out of the national tournament meeting last spring was a change in the mail or graphics. There will now be 2 ABBA Mail or Graphic tournaments each year. One bowled in the month of November and one bowled in February. The entry fee will be $10, and entries are due to Sandy no later than October 20th. So the outlaw deadline will be Friday, October 17th, and we'll bowl the tournament the night of Friday, November 7th. You must have your sanctions paid to bowl in this tournament. Fall say, 15-pound bowling ball and drilled, $75 or best offer, made in our pro shop says is a $100 bowl. Email me at outlawtaxi, outlawtaxi at gmail.com. This is the one I won at the tournament in Cleveland in May. It's too heavy for me, so I like to sell it. I'll be in Hampton at SBBA and have it with me. First person who has dollar gets it. Name change. The former Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities has had a name change approved by the Raleigh City Council effective August 18, 2025. The committee is now known as the Raleigh Commission for Persons with Disabilities. Meetings are still the third Thursday of the month at 12 noon at the Pathway Center, 900 South Wilmington Street at the corner of MLK Junior Boulevard, and the public is welcome to attend. Award nominations are open. Do you know an individual or organization that has made a significant impact on the community of persons with disabilities? Nominate them for an award at the Raleigh Commission for Persons with Disability Awards, Penkill, this October. Submit your nomination on Microsoft Forms by Monday, September 22nd at 11:59 p.m. Awards include the Citizen Involvement Award, Employer of the Year, Excellence in Transportation, Excellence in Accreditation, and more. Insightful Visionaries is having a hidden gem talent show. Event date, Sunday, October 26, 2025. Time, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. showtime. Location, 3634 Capital Boulevard, Raleigh, NC 27604, Holy Tree Harris Park Shopping Center, rear. Virtual audition call, ready to shine? The Hidden Gems Talent Showcase is calling singers and musicians to the stage. Submit your 2 to 5 minute audition video with your name and contact info to admin@insightfulvisionaries.org. By September 30. Selected performers will be notified by October 5th. Mistresses of Ceremony, Lisa Bostick and Olivia Graham. Tickets, $10 per person, $5 per child and 12. Contact phone, +919-890-0117. Email, thegatheringspace3634@gmail.com. Arts Access will host an exhibition by artist Annie List entitled Annie List. Real paintings from October 3, December 12. There will be an opening reception on Friday, October 3 from 6 to 9 p.m. with an opportunity to meet the artist at the Arts Assets Gallery located on the ground floor on the corner of South Blount Street and East Carpet Street in downtown Raleigh. The street address is 444 South Blount Street, Suite 115B, Raleigh, NC 27601. Annie List artwork evokes the light, color, and life of public spaces from the perspective of a pedestrian with low vision. Originally from North Carolina, she currently lives and works in New York City. Real paintings marks Lee's first solo exhibition in her home state since 2017. The exhibition includes fresh reflections on familiar elements of urban architecture, including revolving doors, crosswalks, and scaffolding. The exhibition takes its name, however, from a brand new project exploring the tension between the world according to AI and the one created by the painter. Access information. We are committed to creating an inclusive exhibition environment. For this exhibition, there are both Braille and large print gallery guides, Braille labels and audio description for all the artwork on view. For further access requests, feedback, or to request ASL interpreters for the October 3rd event, please email christian@artsaccessinc.org. Please request ASL by September 26. Raleigh Wide Open Museum presented by PNC Bank is coming October 3rd, 4th, 2025. Produced by Pine Cone, this downtown festival is rooted in Raleigh, featuring live bluegrass, Americana, gospel, folk, and R&B, plus an art market, food, drink, and fun for the whole family. First of all, it's free. Adding to the fun, Greensky Bluegrass and JJ Gray and Mofro will play a ticketed show Friday evening, October 3rd, right next door in Red Hat Amphitheater. And the festival will get an early start on Thursday evening, October 2nd, with a free kickoff celebration at the corner at NC State Centennial Campus. You can see the entire lineup at RaleighWideOpen.com headliners. Raleigh Wide Open's producer, Pinecone, is committed to reducing barriers to participation related to disabilities and aging. We offer a variety of accessibility accommodations and services, including sighted guide services for blind and low vision attendees, accessible viewing areas at each stage, ticketed accessible seating at the Red Hat Amphitheater, assistive listening devices at the Red Hat Amphitheater. More information can be found here. To arrange assistance or for further questions, please email us or call us at 919-664-8333. How can I arrange to have a sighted guide? How can I volunteer as a sighted guide? PICOM has a sighted guide program for blind and low vision friends looking for trained assistance at the festival. Volunteers have been trained as sighted guides and are eager to help. Sighted guides will be available from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday and from noon to 10 p.m. on Saturday of the festival. To arrange for a sighted guide, please contact Sarah at PICOM.org. or 919-664-8333 by September 26th. To volunteer as a sighted guide and receive training, sign up through our event on Volunteer Locale. Where are the ADA accessible drop-off locations? There are two designated ADA accessible drop-off locations close to the festival. One is at the end of Fayetteville Street off Linway Street, and the other is at the intersection of South Salisbury Street and West Martin Street. You'll find these areas marked on our festival here. The Governor Moorhead School for the Blind Foundation will host a fundraising event with food, drinks, and auction items entitled Season of Giving on Thursday, November 6th at Transvaal Food Hall in downtown Raleigh. Save the date. Details to come. Editor's note, haven't actually seen one of these gadgets, but for all those who take meeting notes, this might be really, really useful. At PC Mag, we know products. Our experts review and recommend thousands of them. Our deals team works tirelessly to find the lowest prices on the technology you want most. Typing during meetings is distracting, and replaying recordings is just a time sink. What you need is a tool that records the meeting, takes notes for you, and summarizes them in a useful way. Phosias Meet One is a physical gadget that uses AI for the best, most accurate results, and is now $72.99 with free shipping, MSRP $149. Using it is simple. Place the recorder on the table and tap once to start. Smart voice activation ensures it only records when people are speaking, while intelligent noise reduction filters out background chatter so that audio stays clear. As the conversation unfolds, Meet One leverages OpenAI's Whisper engine to transcribe everything with over 98% accuracy, complete with timestamps. Once the meeting is over, the built-in GPT-4 summarization kicks in, condensing pages of transcript into clear, actionable notes. You can open the companion app to review, edit, or securely share both of the full context and summary. No rewinding, no typing, and no subscription required. Get the Phosias Meet One here at $72.99, MSRP $149 with free shipping. Receipts that will bowl you over. Easy cheese crisps. Ingredients: 1 8-ounce block sharp cheddar cheese, shredded. Do not use pre-shredded. The cornstarch that keeps it from sticking together makes these not mix properly. 3/4 cup unsalted butter, room temperature. 1 teaspoon salt. 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/2 to 1 teaspoon cayenne powder, use more or less to taste. 2 cups all-purpose flour. Instructions: preheat the oven to 350°F and line a baking sheet with parchment paper or a silicone baking mat. Use a box grater to shred the cheese. Use a mixer to blend the cheese and batter together until smooth. Add the salt, garlic powder, and cayenne and mix to combine. Gradually add the flour and mix well. Use a 1.5 tablespoon cookie scoop to scoop the dough out and place it about 2 inches apart on the prepared pan. If desired, Use a fork to gently press the tines into the top of each cookie. Dipping the fork in water will help if the dough sticks. Bake for 20 to 30 minutes or until golden brown. Bake shorter for a crispy exterior and chewy interior. Bake longer for crispy throughout. Cool for about 10 minutes on the baking sheet before moving to a cooling rack. Work in batches until all the dough has been cooked. Store on the counter in an airtight container for up to a week. No-bake pecan pie lasagna. Ingredients: 1.5 cups graham cracker crumbs, 1/3 cup granulated sugar, 1/2 cup unsalted butter melted, 8 ounces cream cheese softened, 1 cup powdered sugar, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1 cup whipped topping, cool whipped toast, 1 cup packet brown sugar, 1/2 cup light corn syrup, 4 tablespoons unsalted butter, 2 large eggs beaten, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1.5 cups chopped pecans, 1.5 cups whipped topping, cool whip, 1/4 cup chopped pecans for garnish. Caramel sauce for drizzling. Directions: in a medium bowl, mix the graham cracker crumbs, granulated sugar, and melted butter until the well combined. Press the mixture firmly into the bottom of a 9-inch to 13-inch baking dish. Refrigerate for 20 minutes to set. In a mixing bowl, beat the cream cheese, powdered sugar, and vanilla extract until smooth and creamy. Gently fold in the whipped cup topping. Spread the mixture evenly over the chewed crust and refrigerate. In a medium saucepan, combine the brown sugar, corn syrup, butter, and beaten eggs over medium heat. Cook, stirring constantly until the mixture thickens slightly, about 5 minutes. Remove from heat and stir in the vanilla extract and chopped pecans. Let cool slightly. Spread the pecan filling evenly over the cream cheese layer. Refrigerate for at least 30 minutes to firm up. Spread the remaining whipped topping evenly over the pecan layer. Garnish with chopped pecans and a drizzle of caramel sauce. Refrigerate the lasagna for at least 2 to 3 hours or overnight to allow the layers to set. Slice and serve chilled. Outlaw season schedule 2025-2026. NCCB convention September 26-28. SBBA tournament, Hampton, Virginia, October 3-5. Week 3, October 10th. Week 4, October 17th. Week 5, October 24th. Week 6, October 31. Kedathan and Bake Sale. Week 7, November 7. Week 8, November 14. Mid-year, November 21. Thanksgiving, November 28. Week 9, December 5. Bowl December 12 if we have missed any days to this point, otherwise off. Holiday no bowling December 19-26 on January 2nd. Week 10, January 9th. MLK weekend no bowling January 16th. Week 11, January 23rd. Week 12, January 30th. Week 13, February 6th. Week 14th, February 13th. Week 15th, February 20, week 16, February 27, week 17, March 6, week 18, March 13. Round Invitational in Winston-Salem anticipated to be March 21st. Week 19, March 27, April 3, Good Friday, no bowling unless we miss more than one day since January. Week 20, April 10th. Week 21st. April 17th. Makeup Week, April 24th. Outlaw Invitational, tentatively May 2nd. You've been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you enjoyed it. I am yet reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This program is now available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.